or debate for the sake of just arguing. You know, there's a certain degree which I'd be willing to debate someone. And you think about Paul, there were instances in the book of Acts where Paul, you know, he's in there debating with them every day, disputing with them in the synagogues. And Paul disputed daily in the synagogues for the faith. Contend earnestly for the faith. But then, what about getting in arguments over, which sports team is better? Some of these things, when done on behalf of the truth, are not unrighteous. Deceit, malignity. Malignity is like having a propensity for mischief. Do you like to be naughty? Whisperers. People who are, that literally means like someone who's a secret, calumniator, which means, they're speaking evil of people behind their backs, stirring up trouble. Backbiters, haters of God. There's a lot of haters of God around. Not that actually. They're pretty rare, actually, I think. But people hate God. And honestly, when I really think about it, there are a lot of haters of God. When I start declaring to people the things of God, and what God is like, if I say, for instance, to someone, God hath created all things for himself, even the wicked, for the day of evil. He created wicked people for the evil day. People say, that's not God, and they get angry. I say they hate God. When we get into this book of Romans, if you listen along and you're not familiar with my doctrine, you may find that you hate God. You may find that you hate my God. Maybe you'll find that you don't believe my God is real. Even so, you will love God or you will hate him. You will love my God or you will hate my God. I don't really care how you want to look at it. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. That one used to always bug me a bit. It's hard-hearted to kindred. I used to wonder if that was me, but I don't think so. That's not how I am. Plus, there's another sense in which, without understanding, well, I don't understand everything. Does that mean I'm without understanding? Well, does that mean inventors of evil things? How did I miss that? Inventors of evil things. People out there looking to invent things. Disobedient to parents. But, without natural affection. Hard-hearted towards your kindred. Does that mean, look at Jesus when he said, who is my mother? Who is my father? I mean, it could be construed as being kind of hard-hearted. He wasn't tender at that moment. He could be, mother, come here. Giving her a big hug. I don't know any woman that wouldn't have liked that, My mother! I'm so glad to see you. But Jesus was not without affection. He wasn't characterized by it. See, these are the things that begin to characterize people. Because even the righteous could show a moment of less than tender, but it doesn't mean that they're hard-hearted necessarily, or without natural affection. Implacable, unmerciful. No compassion. Implacable is, they can't come to any agreement. They can't agree. They can't be placated. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. They know that there's some of these, at least maybe not all of them, but they know some of these things, it's like, that's bad. They know this, that these are bad things. Murder, bad. But they do them. They do the same thing. And not only do the things, but also have pleasure in them that do them. They take pleasure in watching other people do evil things. When people watch entertainment, be careful about the way you look at things, even things that aren't real. Does it please you to see evil things happen? You get excited when you see vile acts. you don't do it yourself, but you, or maybe you do in your heart, but then you see bad things happen, vile things, wicked things, and you love it. Chapter 2.